The Cocktail Cabinet for Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. princewinestore.com.au.
And welcome to the Cocktail Cabinet, brought to us by Prince Wine Store and Miles Thompson. Now, Miles, we welcome you today on my 35th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And what I want to know is, what am I going to drink to celebrate? Because
we drank a lot 35 years ago on this day.
We did.
You know, can you remember what you drank?
Actually, I didn't. I was breastfeeding. I didn't. But everybody else around me was getting absolutely smashed.
I can't remember the red we chose for the wedding, but I still remember the white, which was Mitchelton Riesling.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a real oldie bit of goodie.
And we're, yeah, you know, like kind of never fails.
Yes.
Pusey Vale, Riesling, Mitchelton. There's a few like that that just kind of you can always rely on.
I can't remember what we drank for sparkling, Miles, but I want to have a sparkling. I won't be having it today because we're speaking on a Monday and I can't. Monday's a very busy day for me.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like Monday's the perfect day to start with sparkling.
We're going.
Start the week.
I started them off in bed this morning. I sent a text at about 4 or 5 a.m.
Oh, Brendan
that's
not fun.
Brendan was actually awake because he was watching the Masters on telly.
Oh, yeah, the Masters.
And he said, you know, like virtually inferring that the secret to a long-lasting relationship is he was about to make Caro a cup of tea. And I thought, well, that is...
Which he actually did. He actually
did. No.
No, I went off to gym and he went down to watch the Masters.
Oh, wow. Committed.
Secret to a good marriage.
Yeah.
So, Miles.
Exactly.
We want you to recommend a couple of sparkling, and I suppose we'll look at a upmarket and a economical.
Sure.
Hit us.
I have. So, yeah, obviously I have two. So, I'm gonna do a local and an international, and the international
Brilliant.
Will be the premium. Of course, and maybe something a little bit different, although I think I've talked about some of these wines before. The first one, though, is the Coldstream Hills, and it's their vintage sparkling. It's $39 a bottle.
James Halliday.
Yeah, so James Halliday.
Still with us, Carol.
Established.
At the age of 127.
Yeah, it does feel like that. He's still going, although he's, you know, put in his plan for, you know, there's a lot of different wine writers now for Halliday Wine Companion and stuff like that. So there's succession planning going on there.
So but did he, James he Halliday this. Recommend this or did he?
No. So he started Coldstream Hills in the sort of.
Haven't you been there, Caro?
No.
Well, I thought I'd been with you on a. Did we not? Oh, no, maybe it was with someone else.
They've got
a cellar door there, so you can go up to the hills.
Yeah.
Like you go up this driveway, up a hill. There's this beautiful vineyard that he's because he apparently years and years ago, James looked at all of the different wine regions in Australia and he and his family decided they wanted to start a vineyard and he chose the Yarra Valley, this particular hill that faces this particular direction, which would be northeast, I think.
Yep. He's a very, you know, saw it very early on, although, you know, Yarra had been established, but yeah, saw Coldstream in that spot and sort of, you know, great cool climate winemaking, I think, which was always, you know, part of his thing. And this is, I think they've been doing this for a while now. It's, you know, I think over a decade or so. He doesn't own it anymore. It was bought by, I can't remember who, but still has a part of it. Still lives on the property as well, quite possibly. Anyway, 5 years on lease or something like that, which is really incredible for a wine at this price to be on lease for that long. That's where you get that lovely brioche-y toasty thing, which this has in spades. And it's about a 50-50 Pinot Chardonnay blend. So you get some lovely kind of plush sort of fruits from that Pinot, but it's a very lovely, elegant and refined sparkling. And it's all from one, this is the 2016, so it's all from one vintage as well. So real lovely sort of purity to this wine. Lovely kind of, you know, like crunchy sort of apple fruit, a little bit of spicy kind of red fruits through it as well. Really lovely, lovely wine. And for $39, a bit of a bargain, an excellent, excellent wine. And, you know, sparkling's not easy to make. It's certainly not cheap to make. So to get it for $39 a bottle, plus the, of course, the listener discount.
Of 10%.
10%, yeah.
And you can get that online if
Absolutely.
You put in the promo code MESSS. And you are obviously to get through to the website, it's www.princewinestore.com.
Absolutely.
So that sounds absolutely beautiful. And where are we travelling? Are we travelling to France?
No, we're actually going to Italy. We're going to go Cardo Bosco, which is a really famous Franciacorta producer. Now, Franciacorta is a region Used to do reds and whites. I think in the mid-90s, though, it changed. And now it's exclusively sparkling to get the French Quarter on the label. Cote de Bosco has been doing it for a long time there. Really similar rules to champagne, you know, a couple of years on lees, that sort of thing. But different makeup of varietals. So Pinot Nero, which is Pinot Noir, of course, in Italy, but Chardonnay as well, which is about, I think has to be about 80% of the blend or 85% of the blend. So really high Chardonnay component, and also Pinot Bianco as well. So again, lovely sort of purity here, but they have a lot of reserve wine. So they hold back wine, which is typical for champagne, and they blend it back into the wine. And that's where you get that sort of complexity. So this has about 20% reserve wine. So it gets this lovely kind of like brioche, but also this lovely kind of like honeyed kind of fruit, lovely pear and peachy sort of honeyed fruit, but very little dosage, which is the little bit of sort of sugar that they add at the end to balance off that high acidity.
So not too sweet.
No, so it's super dry.
Oh, fab.
It's bone dry.
I think brioche would
almost
could add
an aperitif sort of style.
Adjectives, brioche, don't you?
Yeah.
Toasty.
Toasty and brioche.
Yeah, so it's got that lovely toasty character like, that you get with great champagne, but it has this really incredible sort of purity and freshness to it as well.
And the name again?
Cote Bosco.
Cote Bosco. And where are we in Italy exactly?
So Lombardy is the region. So that
around
kind
there.
Of northern middle, I guess, Lombardy? Maybe a bit further east, isn't it?
Well, there's Piedmont and then Lombardy goes down to Santa Margherita around that area. If you just draw a line from Milan down
north.
To the Mediterranean.
So
there
north.
Not so long ago.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Miles, that sounds absolutely delicious. How much will that set me back?
So that's 105.
Okay.
So that's like champagne pricing. But you're getting champagne quality.
Well, Caro, he's worth it. You've been married for 35
That's right.
years. Lash out. Come on.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. I mean,
And you get the 10% off.
I actually got a very nice present this morning, but unfortunately I didn't reciprocate. Well, I bought him a coffee after gym, but... Now I know it was a bit of
trouble in paradise.
No, it was all right. Sometimes that happens. It was a very nice.
I'm not seeing a lot of romance at the moment with this day of yours, but
I'm
sure it'll
35
come.
35 years. What do you expect?
Monday morning.
Get
come
that,
on.
Get that little negligee out tonight, Kaz. Away you go. Oh no, after footy. You can go from Hutchie to your negligee.
Yeah. Thanks, Corey.
I got to go.
Let's just get back to Prince Wine Store. So we've got the Cote Bosco.
Yep.
At $105, but there will be a discount
Absolutely.
If you buy that. And the Coldstream Hills Vintage Sparkling.
Yeah, fantastic.
And that is $39, but also with the discount. Miles, I am going to celebrate, not today, but in the next couple of days.
Come down and grab a few bottles.
Yeah, well, I guess you start out, if you're entertaining, with the Cote Bosco.
And that's right.
They've had a couple, you whip out the Coldstream Hills.
It's a good point. Always start expensive.
Yes.
And then work your way down through the night.
Next week, can we, on notice, next, oh God, this is getting very, look, Joel's blushing. This is terrible. Hey, Miles, enough about her. Can we talk about me next week?
Sure. What's going on?
So after golf yesterday, it was a beautiful autumn afternoon. It was about 5:30 when we finished. A little bit, starting to get a bit chilly.
Golf bag travellers?
We went into the 19th hole, into the bar, and I had a whiskey.
Oh.
So I'm wondering if you could give me some whiskey tips because it reminded me how much I do enjoy whiskey and I think I might have to come down to Prince Wine Store and have a bit of a whiskey tasting. Mm. So would you like to put that on the agenda for
Love
next week?
Love to. We're going to hopefully do some whiskey tastings and
Maybe
things
you could bring
in the next
some
couple
in.
Of months.
Carol,
yeah,
would
I've
you
got,
like to try
I've got some?
Some
options.
Yeah, no, I'll try a whiskey.
Go on.
Yeah.
Lash out.
Definitely.
Perfect
okay.
way to start in the morning.
Interestingly,
it'll help your bridge game.
No, my eldest granddaughter has a birthday coming up and there's a bit of a country and western theme for the party because that's what they always did in Amsterdam.
Oh, bring in Beyonce.
And no, well, everyone's been asked to bring a nip of bourbon.
Oh,
because it's sort of country and western.
Yeah.
So
to a child's third birthday party.
Well, you know, just late, you know, like this.
Well, the child's not drinking.
No, it's not. Yeah, they're very, very young
parents.
Children. It's a party in a park and a, you know, nip of bourbon. That's all right.
So you better not make sure you're not having a bourbon and Coke because the wrong person might grab that.
The wrong person. Somebody underage might.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit young to be grabbing people's drinks. But anyway, good point. So, no, I'm
whiskey,
happy to talk about whiskey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
Done.
Thanks.
Miles, thank you. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to be here.
And that was a cocktail cabinet brought to us by Prince Wine Store.
BSF for Red Energy, 100% Australian owned by Snowy Hydro, a leader in renewable energy.